Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of The Bathroom Break. I'm here with the king of Boca Raton, Jay Schwedelson, and it's me, Daniel. We are going to talk about one of the most talked about topics, I think, on the internet, but B2B is a little slacking on it. So I want to, open it up, but we're going to talk about short form video, the TikTokification of the world, what it means for you and what you can do. But Jay, you want to kick us off?
For me personally, about, I would say 8 or 9 months ago, I migrated from writing long posts on LinkedIn with kind of like all sorts of statistics, information, and tips to sharing video clips of basically the exact same content, but just in a video format of me talking and whatnot. And I'll tell you, for me, it exponentially changed the type of a quality engagement that I got. The people that are DMing me, the people that want to connect with me, it kind of elevated all of it. And I think that in general, B2B marketers are kind of sleeping on how to leverage short form video. And then if you add on top of that, LinkedIn's obviously aware of what's going on because they've added their whole video feed, which is an exact copy of what TikTok has. I mean, LinkedIn now has a video component where you could swipe up just like TikTok, and it is doing really, really well. So I think that if you're not going deep on short form video for your content, I think you're making a mistake. Daniel, are you on the same page?
With the explosion of these platforms, like TikTok started the trend, then IG Reels came out, then YouTube Shorts came out. That means that there's something. If platforms, social platforms are doubling down on a feature, that means you should be doubling down on a feature because that means they're putting extra resources on a feature. I like to call this trend short form video is, or short form anything online that's quick and snackable, the Costco sampler effect. And what I mean by that is you're giving people bite-sized pieces of content, a taste to bring them into your world, whether Jay's doing it to bring them into his podcast, I'm doing things to bring people into my newsletter. But you're giving someone a taste on the internet with something that gets attention to bring them into your world. And especially for things that Jay's doing, one thing that's really different is that you get to show your personality. You get to show who you are behind the scenes. You get to show your face and people connect with people. So that's why it's working, is because it's the authentic you on camera.
Yeah, and the thing I would say to build on that is what's not working, not all short form video is good. What is garbage right now is short form video that's overly formatted. So like the Marketing Millennials, Daniel's company, they do a great job with short form funny memes that they turn into videos, right? I do like portions of my podcast where you see me talking like a crazy person. What is doing terrible is really well formatted, well designed corporate style videos, right? Or even we're seeing a real a downward trend of these animated videos where you take a little animated character who's walking around showing you how to use a SaaS platform or some garbage. Anything that looks like it wasn't made by a human being, we're seeing it have horrible engagement. So it's not all short form videos good. It's short form video that makes you feel like you are watching a human or interacting with an actual human.
It has to have all the qualities of what a good post is in ready. So like it has to have a hook. It has to have good creative. It has to have a hook that brings you into a deeper story that brings out an emotion that's either educational, inspiring, emotional, engaging. So if you have something, but if you don't focus, I think a lot of people, the biggest mistake is they make is the first 3 seconds are boring. They're not bringing someone in, and they're not either doing that with text or words, and nobody's going to follow that. If you go look at the most viral creators, they always start with something that's a hook to then a story to then something that's engaging for you, whether it's educational, inspiring, emotional.
I think that is so important, because any video, if you start your video and it's like the logo of your company or some sort of generic image, you might as well never post that, never do anything with it, because no one's going to care. It doesn't have to be funny, right? It could be a question like the biggest pitfalls to avoid being an HR director, just in big, bold writing. And they're like, what is it? And then you get into it, whatever. But something like Daniel says, it hooks you in. If you wouldn't want to watch it, you wouldn't want to continue watching it, nobody else will either. But if you're not really testing into short form video, you are late to the party, and it is a party for sure.
One thing I want to say is that you need to set up other pieces of content to be able to be shareable. And what I mean by that is having a podcast like Jay that is clippable and has clippable moments, and know what those clippable moments are to share. Having virtual events that have people saying smart, clippable things, and having someone comb through that and finding those clippable moments. You don't have to start with short form. Like, it's better to take a long form piece of content and chop it up. But you know, you need to, it's a learning lesson to know how to take a question and set it up to get a clippable moment for social.
100%. And you know, people listening, maybe some of you are trying to promote a webinar. You're like, well, how do I do this for a webinar? Instead of just saying attend our webinar, register for our webinar, take your speaker, okay, and have that speaker make a 30-second clip. And the clip could be, it shouldn't say, hey, join me at this webinar. It should immediately start out and say, did you know that 72% of blah, blah, blah are blah, blah, blah? That is wild. And we're going to dig into this at this webinar. Don't miss it. Register here. Right into it. Make it more exciting. You could turn anything into a snackable, exciting piece of content if you just give it a little energy and a little thought. Speaking of snackable, Daniel, what's for dinner tonight? What's your plan? What do we got?
Tonight, we're going turkey sandwich, but I know your dinner time is like in 1 hour because it's 5 o'clock in Boca Raton and people eat at like 5:30. So what is on the plan for today for Boca Raton dinner?
Yeah. So I'm hoping there's a new pizza place. I get pizza like maybe once every 2 weeks. So there's a new pizza place that's opening up and I have to try it because that's my jam. I would say 9 times out of 10, the pizza is garbage, but I'll still eat the entire thing because I'm a disgusting animal. So I'm hoping tonight's a pizza night. That's my vibe. Turkey sandwich sounds really good.
Are you going to give your review, Dave Portnoy style? I mean, you got to record it. You got to record it and make it a short form video and post it and let us know if this Boca Raton.
Somebody already does that. But that's a good idea. We could start a video blog. I mean, why not? You know what I mean? Nothing's better than that.
I mean, I heard rumors that you're going to start a video blog sometime soon. We'll see if that comes out.
Well, this has been another amazing episode of The Bathroom Break. I hope you're not in the bathroom listening. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast and Do This Not That podcast. And we will see you at the next bathroom break. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.